Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd say Roman, just like Cal, and really all our guys, they really care about it. You know, I noticed that when they came out to, out west, just to see their attention to detail and their willingness to learn. So Ro, you know, I just got to get Ro out of his head a little bit, you know, because I think he's such a good kid. He cares so much about whether it's my approval or he's doing it right, and he just got to trust himself because he's so damn talented, you know. The more he can play free and not think out there, the better he's going to play. So the more he can just trust what he's got and then just go out and react, the better he's going to play.
That was Aaron Rodgers talking about Roman Wilson before preseason game number one. And Roman Wilson, I thought, acquitted himself well, Doran. He had a big catch on the first offensive play for the Steelers. A little play action and a dart in there from Mason Rudolph. We'll get into Roman Wilson a little bit later on this hour. Aaron Rodgers was the subject of a conversation between Bob Labriola and Mike Tomlin that was published on Steelers.com. And asked Mike Tomlin, hey, there have been some NFL coaches who haven't played their starting quarterback at all over the course of the whole preseason. Would you ever consider that? And to be looking at one in 2025. Hey, this guy has been doing this for 21 years. His cumulative snap total and what's required for him to be ready is different than others. And so if I'm not adaptive and open to adjustments relative to the needs of our guys, then I'm not doing my job. And so you might be looking at one of those coaches in 2025. I think safe to say we're not going to see Aaron Rodgers.
No, you shouldn't.
I agree with you on that. And I'm surprised by the number of opinion givers who think that we need to see Aaron Rodgers this preseason. I've seen a couple of beat writers, a couple that we've had on who want to see Rodgers. And right. Hey, selfishly, yeah, it makes a preseason game more interesting if Rodgers runs out there, but I think it makes a lot more sense. Like you said last week, get his ass in there in the joint practice with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week, where you can go good v. good, you can work on the timing stuff, but oh, here's the kicker, Rodgers ain't going to take no blindside hits.
Yep, it's controlled.
It is controlled. And so you can work on good on good, and more, probably more good on good in this joint practice without the risk. But here's where I want to take this now. If you're not going to play Rodgers, and he's the quarterback, and he's new to the scheme and the system, there's a lot of guys I'm not playing at all. Like he talks about Rodgers being a 21-year vet. Fact. I don't know if Cam Hayward's going to be in a position to play. We'll see if what happens with his contract. I ain't playing him. I ain't playing T.J. Watt.
No.
I ain't playing Jalen Ramsey. I ain't playing Darius Slay. He's 34 years old. Like, if experience is why Rodgers ain't playing, none of those guys would play for me. They are too important to this regular season, and they're all a little bit-ish longer in the tooth, depending on which guy. Your bye week falls in week five. I'm trying to conserve reps as much as I possibly can on all of those guys. Like if Jalen Ramsey gets hurt in a preseason game, he's going to be, I think, maybe the most valuable piece of your defense this year. I'm just, if I'm not risking it with Rodgers, I'm not risking it with any of those guys.
This is a situation where I would personally leave it up to them. because, and especially the newer guys, because I don't know them as much. I know them. Obviously, I acquired them. I traded for them. I paid them. But I don't know them and what they need to do to necessarily get ready. Like, you can understand an Aaron Rodgers situation. A guy's 41 years old. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks, best arms you've ever seen. Like, you could understand, and I still would get his opinion. Like, do you need to go out there and play 10 plays? Of course, you ask him that question. Yes, no, okay, fine. And I understand that you don't need to probably do that at the quarterback position at that age. But Jalen Ramsey or Darius Slay, Jonnu Smith, DK Metcalf, I'd sit them down and be like, do you need 10 plays? Do you need to go out there and feel it out? Because I don't really know what makes you tick at this point and what you need to do to get ready. This is a situation, probably the only situation, if I were head coach, where I would leave it up to those veteran guys to say if they want to play or not.
I think that's fair, and I think they did that with Rodgers.
Yeah.
I bet you Tomlin did.
Yeah.
We heard Rodgers talk in that same press conference where he was discussing Roman Wilson about the value of preseason. He doesn't see much value in it. He said he'd do what Mike Tomlin wants, but you don't have to be a genius people reader to know he didn't want to play.
No. No, he didn't want to play. And I think that Mike Tomlin with that situation was like, yeah, you're not playing. I don't even think he even asked. He's like, yeah, you're not. You're good. Like, we don't need to see you play. We don't need to put you in harm's way. But I think with the other guys, I think he probably asked, do you need to get, like, a dress rehearsal?
Mm-hmm.
I would ask him that. And I would leave it up to them.
I would just tell TJ your ass is on the bench.
Yep.
And Hayward.
Yep.
The new guys?
The new guys, yeah.
I think there's merit to that.
Because I just don't know. They might, like, I know what Cam Hayward needs to get ready.
Right.
Been around Cam Hayward for over a decade.
Yeah.
Been around with TJ almost a decade. Like, I know what you guys need to get ready. I don't know about Jalen Ramsey.
I know TJ Watt, when he sat his ass out for an entire preseason, he had 22 and a half sacks.
Right.
I might be fixing to do that again just to see if he can replicate the results.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with Hayward. You know, I heard so many discussions this weekend, various hosts on The Fan, and the callers just basically throwing Cam Hayward's decade plus of service down the tubes and the Walter Payton Man of the Year and the outspoken leader. Like, all the goodwill that Cam has built up over the years just gets flushed down the toilet because, oh my God, a guy feels like he was underpaid. Cam Hayward, if he doesn't want to play, he doesn't have to play.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Oh, my, Steelers threw him a bone. They didn't have to sign him to the contract. 11 games, 2 sacks. They didn't have to do it. They did have to do it because the roster sucked at the position.
Yeah.
Without him, last year, Larry Ogunjobi's your best defensive lineman. They didn't do him a favor. It was roster mismanagement. You don't sign that guy and he says, I ain't playing. You're effed.
Done.
And I know people crush Cam because of the way the Steelers rush defense played in that playoff game. The Steelers rush defense last year was among the best in the NFL when Cam Hayward was on the field. And when he was off the field, they gave up 4.5 or more yards per carry. So with him, very good. Without him, very bad. And I'm not trying to rehash that debate, but I did hear a lot of that this weekend. The Steelers gave him they threw him a bone. 2 sacks, 11 games. They didn't have to give him what they did give him. Yeah, they did. Or else Larry Ogunjobi's your best offensive or best defensive lineman.
Right.
Hey, come on.
They needed him.
They absolutely
they needed him. Last year.
They weren't doing him a favor. They needed to get him here because they knew that they'd be screwed without
him. And frankly, they need him this year, too.
Yes. And that's why I'm not playing him, to circle all the way back on what I was trying to say there. I ain't playing him. I ain't playing TJ. The other guys, I do think that's fair by you.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that Mike Tomlin does not know, hey, what makes you tick? What do you need to get ready for the season? I'll put it in the hands of my players.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Agree or disagree with that, 412-928-9370.
Can I ask a question? Like, you know what's weird, though,
yeah,
is the whole dead period after the third preseason game. What is it, like 16 days?
It's before? A long time.
Like, that. The NFL needs to do something about that. Because, like, you get built up and you are playing preseason games, and then it goes away for almost 2 weeks, for over 2 weeks, then you kind of lose that momentum. And I feel like that's where the sloppiness comes in. Like, it needs to be like, all right, Thursday is the last preseason game, and then the next week should be the game.
Yeah, they play August 21st, and then they don't play the Jets until the 7th.
That's insane.
Yeah. Which, so that's the other thing, and that's it. I'm happy to bring that up because I'll ask you, like, okay, let's say you played everyone in your preseason finale, which they won't. The big guys are going to play in the second preseason game.
Uh-huh.
So they'd play on August 16th, right, and then they wouldn't play again until September 7th.
Almost a month.
Like, okay, I know the Bengals, like, it's a big story. They want to play Joe Burrow, and they did play Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow played well, and his receivers played well. You're going to have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we talk all the time, bye week, hey, you want to make sure you're not rusty coming out of the bye week. This is longer than the bye week.
Yep.
So even if Joe Burrow and his guy, oh, we're on the same page, or if they'd play Aaron Rodgers, oh, we're on the same page. All right, now you're waiting 3 weeks? I mean, is there value in it at all? Like, from a hit the ground running standpoint?
No.
It's a long time.
That is a very long time. It's a very long dead period. You would think that you would just roll right into the season. And I think that if you did kind of eliminate that 1 week, at least 7 days of that, almost 2+ weeks, you would eliminate the sloppy play that we see in the first game of the season every single year.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, back in my day, it wouldn't be that big of a layoff between fourth preseason game and the regular season.
Right. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like, but so what do you do? Move the season up? Well, I guess you do if you're going to have 18 games. Yeah.
Yeah. But even then, you'll wind up slicing off one of the preseason games. It might still look the same.
That's exactly right. It's weird.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you give the new vets the option.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you need to get ready? But it might not even be about shaking off the rust. It's probably just, hey, let me go out there and go through the ritual and any
warm up.
Yeah, exactly.
Do those things, go through the, you know, pat and go lines and routes on air just to get a nice little lather. So I would leave it up to them. So maybe we do see a DK Metcalf who needs to have like a series.
Because even Rodgers, and I like that they do this. I mean, he went through everything as if he was going to play in the game. Like, he showed up. I'm sure he ate the same crap that he normally eats, beetroot or whatever. And then he went out there and he's running play actions on air and stuff like that. Because I think you probably, it's a ritual. It's the routine.
Yes.
I think there's probably some value in that.
Yeah, it's a new routine for those guys, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first time that they got into a game setting where it's like, all right, this is what we do before the game. Like, this is how the Steelers do their things, you know, before the game. This is how we warm up before the game. Like, everything is new for a lot of guys. So that is important. You may not think it is. But to know, like, you have a certain amount of time and you got to be here, you got to do that, you got to dress, you know, at this time, you got to go out there and, you know, do blocking drills, whatever. Like, that is different at every team that you go to.
I buy it.
Yeah.
I buy it. Sure. Now, we're getting texts. Well, Patrick Mahomes going to play. Joe Burrow going to play. Okay. Anthony Richardson played.
Yeah.
Thumb falls off.
Yeah.
Like, there is a risk. Michael Vick played way back when. Broke his leg. Season over.
See, like, I look at it more of, like, not even the risk factor. I look at more of, like, almost waste of time.
What are you gaining?
Right. Like, if you don't need it, you feel like you don't need it, I trust you, Aaron Rodgers. I trust you, Jalen Ramsey. You guys are all pros and arguably borderline Hall of Famers and Hall of Famers. Like, I trust you to tell me what you need to get ready.
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about the risk. Risk is it's football. Like, it's always going to be risk. Like, you're going to go in there, you're going to get hit. It's going to happen. I'm more about, are we wasting time putting you out there?
Yeah, it's more risk reward.
Or can we give somebody else those reps? Can we give those reps to Chuck Clark? Can I give those reps to Eccles that I could get more film on? That I
Jack
can see
Sawyer.
More. Jack Sawyer. Yes, exactly. Jack Sawyer.
I like the way that came out of my mouth there. Jack Sawyer. I have my chart here of how many snaps each guy played, and I didn't comb through every single guy. Jack Sawyer felt like he might have played more snaps than anybody else. Am I looking at just the offense here? I am looking at just the offense. I'll pull the defense up. We'll tell the people. Oh, here we go. I'm an idiot. It was on the right-hand side. This is great radio. Eccles played 28 snaps, to your point. Jack Sawyer played 32. He played 50% of the snaps. Like, Herbig not playing.
Like, he will play this week.
He will play this week. I think as much as it was about Jack Sawyer, it was also about DeMarvin Leal getting more reps as outside linebacker.
Exactly.
And he played a ton. They both played 50% of the snaps. So stuff like that's important to pay attention to. The injury report is brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Steelers came out clean. That's one of the things Mike Tomlin said. Seriously, you can't concoct a better preseason game than the Steelers had unless Caleb Johnson had gone off. Yep. That was like the one thing you were hoping on seeing and you didn't see. But they moved the ball. I thought the secondary played well. The tackles, they played well. It was a good game by Arthur Smith. The quarterbacks were, frankly, outstanding, and nobody got hurt. That is a big deal. Injury report brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I do want to talk about Roman Wilson coming up next because we haven't seen Calvin Austin. He didn't play in this game because he's been banged up. Well, Roman Wilson with a little bit more playing time. This week in practice was his best week. I thought he obviously acquitted himself well in the game. We'll get into what he could mean for this team when we come back. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kia.net. Roman Wilson, 2 catches, 24 yards, a long of 19 on Saturday. Caught the first throw of the game from Mason Rudolph. Play action, bang. If Roman Wilson could be who they thought they were drafting when they took him last year, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And Calvin Austin's been hurt. This is your opportunity, dude. And he caught those two passes. He had come on this last week in training camp. It seems, Doran, that the arrow is pointed up for our guy Roman Wilson.
He looked gritty, too. Like he looked like he was out there to send a message. I mean, he looked feisty. He looked like he was, you know, kind of frothing at the mouth to try to get out there and to really prove himself. And I'm sure he does every day. But for his progression throughout the preseason is going to mean a lot for this team and what they can do. And adding depth at the skilled player position, I would say, not even just the receiver position, but just adding another weapon that you can trust to the skilled player position. So, you know, him going out there and getting that first catch out of the way, I thought was great. I mean, that's another, you know, kind of a check mark, check the box for Arthur Smith. You know, hey, first pass, first play of the game of the preseason, right dig route, bang to Roman Wilson. Let him get this, you know, get that shine and get it off of, you know, get something going, get in sync with his body, get in sync with playing. So I was happy to see that. And he's going to be another guy, like I said about Caleb Johnson going into this week, that needs to step it up another notch.
Yes,
this week against Tampa Bay.
I think it's a really good point by you, Doran. First play of the game. Hey, Calvin, you had a nice week of practice. Your best week of practice is a Steeler. I don't think that's
Roman.
Roman. I did that a million times today when I was prepping the show. I kept writing down Calvin Austin instead of Roman Wilson. Thank you. Just if I do it again, just come over here and slap me.
Okay.
Harry. Not you.
Okay.
I don't want you to hit me.
See, I would take it easy on you. He wouldn't.
You would think you'd take it easy on me, but you're big and burly and strong.
Yeah, but it's personal with me, so.
Right.
He's gonna try. I had a dream about you last night, Harry.
Oh. Did you?
That you and I had an argument about something related to the show, and then we wound up literally crying. And me saying, I love you, man. Like, you're my brother, but we need to be better. It was good.
I think you were a little tense last week. I think that was actually like coming to fruition.
I wasn't tense. No more than normal. I think you make a great point. First play, you want to feature him? Hey, you up to the task? And he got clocked and held onto the ball. Big sign. And I also think this is important to note. He played 10 snaps. He was a starter. And they pulled him. I thought he might play the whole game. I really did.
So did I.
Go out there, show us what you could do, maintain consistency the entire game. Go out there and block because that's something that they love about him because you mentioned he's tenacious. He's a quote-unquote football player. 10 snaps. I think they're valuing him more and more. I think this week was massive for Roman
Huge.
Wilson.
Did he play any special teams? Do we know that?
He did not.
Okay.
He played zero special team snaps. Okay. That's important to note. Because I think they view him, he's not going to be a special teams guy. And they throw the first pass of the game to him, and he makes the play. Arrow up!
Yep.
Arrow pointed up.
Yep.
We're going to give out some game balls coming up in the next segment. And Harry has gone back, and he has calculated which among us did the best on our over-unders.
Oh, nice.
For our odds and ends segment.
Nice.
So, I don't know who came out on top. I do know that you said that Mark Bruner's kid was going to be the player of the game, and then he led the team in tackles.
Yep.
And had the very first tackle on special teams.
Yep.
Jackass.
Yep.
Angela in Beachview wants to chat some Steelers ball. Angela, it's been too long. How you doing?
Oh, hi, guys. I didn't want to, you know, beat a dead horse, so I just kept quiet, which is unusual. But, you know, the O-line kept the quarterbacks clean pretty much. I ain't too impressed with Caleb Johnson. He looked like a deer in the headlights on his blocking assignments. It was good. It was a great game. But if anybody thinks for 1 second that was Arthur Smith's offense and it wasn't Aaron Rodgers' offense, you're out of your friggin' mind. Did you see them arguing on the sidelines?
I did not.
That was Aaron Rodgers' offense. There's no way Smith makes that change like from the doldrums from last year to this year. That was Aaron Rodgers' offense. No doubt about it.
Angela, I want to know how you consume the game. Are you sitting there, you having a couple of Iron Cities? Like, how's it go whenever you're watching a preseason?
She doesn't
game?
Drink anymore, right?
No, I don't smoke anymore.
Oh, well, smoke.
Cigarettes. But a couple of brewskis and a couple little something-somethings.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Angela.
All right, guys.
Take care. I did. I mean, did anybody else see that at 412-928-9372? You could text us. I did not see Aaron Rodgers arguing with Arthur Smith on the sideline.
Not at all.
And I find that hard to believe. We love Angela. She's the queen. She's our queen caller of the Fan Morning Show. She's the best. And she knows her ball. So I'm not just going to dismiss it outright. I doubt very much that it happened, but you could text us. Did you see Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith fighting? Also, Arthur Smith called a lot of concepts over the middle of the field last year, as we've talked about a bunch. They just didn't throw the ball there. Whether that's direction from Mike Tomlin or just because Russ and Fields haven't been great at that, good at that even, over the course of their career. It's not like they weren't calling routes over the middle of the field.
Right. She said it was Aaron Rodgers' offense.
She did.
So he's the OC now.
He's the OC.
Now, Logan Woodside or Whiteside, whatever his last name is, he's running Aaron Rodgers' offense.
I feel bad for Logan Woodside.
No, why?
He's played got an three opportunity. Snaps.
He's on an NFL roster. He was sitting at home before.
That's true.
I mean, shoot. I'd feel great. Oh, well.
Three snaps.
Oh, well.
For our guy, Logan Woodside. I was asleep by the time he came in. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I did rewatch, but I was asleep for that. 412-928-9370. Skylar Thompson was awesome. I think they're going to try to get him onto the practice squad. I mean, they're going to keep three on the active roster. They're one of the teams that does that. And, I mean, you'd like to keep a guy like that around.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's not going to happen is you try to get Will Howard on the practice squad. I don't think they'd try that.
Unless they would pay him active roster money.
Yeah.
They do that.
But even then, you expose him. Yeah. Yeah.
He still could get poached. Yeah, you have to put him as your third quarterback.
And we know what Skylar Thompson is. And Skylar Thompson should go out there and have a game like that. He should. I mean, he's played a lot of games. He played a playoff game in the NFL. You should go out there in a preseason game and play well. And good for him. I'd want to keep him around. But not at the expense of a Will Howard who you haven't seen, so you don't know what his ceiling could be. You just drafted him this year. He could wind up being really good. And I think Skylar Thompson, he's topped out at what he is. Maybe he could latch on someplace and be a backup, but I think that's his ceiling. You don't know what Will Howard's ceiling is.
Would you try to trade Skylar Thompson?
I sure would. I'd put him out there again and see if he can have a repeat performance.
Yep.
I think he's going to be on a roster this year, Skylar Thompson. He goes out, does that again. He might not even need to do that again.
Right.
It was a really good performance.
Mm-hmm.
And if Will Howard had played as well as Skylar Thompson did, we'd have people calling in right now going, yo, you can forget all about drafting a guy next year. You don't need one.
Oh.
Seriously, would be the topic.
Uh-huh.
We would have led with it at 6. We'd have taken calls all the way up to Trey Essex at 8:00. Will Howard, just 20 at 28, 3 touchdowns. Oh,
he probably would have been in that area. If we want to, in hindsight, if he would have played, I mean, seeing how Mason played, and then seeing how Skylar Thompson played. You put in Will Howard in between that, he probably would have been right around. I can't see, you know, him being that quarterback that was like, you know, 5 for 15.
Pass protection held up. Guys got open. I think he probably would have looked pretty good.
Yeah, and he probably would have ran the ball.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into some of the quarterback debuts, including Shedeur Sanders from around the league, coming up at about 7:50. We'll do some of that at 8:50. Trey Essex at 8:00. Mark Caboli at 9:00. Coming up next, we'll give out some game balls, and we'll break down who among the three of us had the best first edition of Odds and Ends for the 2020.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 seasons. A lot of people texting in saying that Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith had a somewhat animated conversation, but it didn't appear that they were arguing. Don't know what they'd have been arguing about. someone writes in on YouTube, where there's a bunch of people watching right now, and says, were you shooting up during the game, Crowley? How did you miss that? Well, I probably saw it and just thought nothing of it.
Right.
Two guys talking. What the hell would Rodgers and Smith be arguing about in a preseason game where Rodgers isn't playing?
Right.
We love Angela. We want her to call back every day, actually. But yeah, I don't think they were feuding.
Probably not.
Shall we give up some game balls?
Sure.
How about some bets to make the team, Doran? Brought to you by Bet Parks. That's Bet Parks, bets to make the team. Skylar Thompson gets a game ball.
Mm-hmm.
20-28, three touchdowns, 233 yards. It makes it hard for me to overreact to like Shador Sanders' performance when you see a guy like Skylar Thompson, who's been a journeyman quarterback, go in and tear it up. But he did tear it up, and he deserves a game ball.
I agree.
Who else?
I am going to go with Keyshawn Williams, wide receiver, out of Indiana. He was two receptions for 55 yards and a touchdown. He immediately showed up to me, and even whenever he wasn't catching the ball, he was doing some other things. I mean, even as a punt returner, he had two returns for 17 yards. You know, if you want to make your way onto a team, it's going to be tough, but you're going to have to do it on special teams, and especially if you're a receiver. And I said last week, I was like, look at Roman Wilson. Like, he has this receiver room, and look at the competition. Like, he has to – this is a great opportunity for him of not having to really have to compete with anybody within that room. You kind of have that spot. You just need to compete with yourself. So you look around that room. I mean, Ben Skowronek's going to make the team because of special teams, but if you are if you're feeling that you want to carry another wide receiver, Keyshawn Williams, you know, he showed up big in the offensive game and obviously on special teams too, and I think that he's going to have another good game coming up this coming week. He seems like a player that is gritty and wants to go out there and prove his name. So I was very impressed by him.
I'll give one to Max Hertlman. He played four special teams snaps, had a special teams tackle, Max Hertlman did, and he had two catches for 29 yards and a touchdown. Here's the thing, though, man. Like, for him and Keyshawn Williams, because everything you said there I think is correct. You got to play special teams. But, like, Scotty Miller played and played well, and he played a lot. Four catches, 47 yards. We saw Roman Wilson play well. We didn't quite know what to expect. Lance McCutcheon, the one guy who got hurt, he had two catches for 14 yards. I thought that Scotty Reynolds did what he does. Ben Skowronek. They don't have the clear number two guy, but I do think they've got some depth. Are you laughing about the way I said Skowronek?
No, you said Scotty Reynolds.
Scotty Miller.
Scotty Reynolds.
Getting the Wayback Machine for that one.
Man.
Now I'm thinking about Big East basketball. I can't get it out of my head. Your guy Carson Bruner, I think, gets a game ball, Doran.
He sure does.
Seven tackles, five total tackles. He led the team in tackles, including making the first hit on the kickoff.
Yep.
Now that's how you make the team.
Yes, yes. It's going to be between him and Mark Robinson. So, yeah. I mean, really, who plays special teams better? But you're going to have a lot of guys on special teams that you feel really good about that are going to be like, you know, the depth players on offense and defense, but they're going to be really good guys on special teams that could lead that core group. Skowronek being another guy. I mean, if you have Carson Bruner, there's going to be some other guys that show up as well. So Carson Bruner is probably going to make this football team.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I think James Pierre was pretty not good in coverage, got beat for a touchdown, but he's another one of those guys that's a really good special teams player. I thought Trey Sermon acquitted himself well. He had a touchdown, four catches for 28 yards. Nobody ran well, but he also played 11 special teams snaps. That's going to be tough. Are they going to carry four running backs? If they do, I think he's the answer there.
I think that they're going to carry four running backs, but the fourth running back is going to be Johnny Smith. I think Sermon will be on the practice squad.
I think he's the kind of guy you could get onto the practice squad, too. Yeah. Bets that make the team, brought to you by Bet Parks. All right, Harry, we do our odds and ends segment before every single Steelers game. This year, we're going to keep track. We probably should have been doing that forever. So, Doran, throughout, what, I think 12, 13, something like that?
18, actually.
18?
Yeah. All right, Harry. How'd we do?
You'll never guess who finished last.
Was it me?
Yes!
I could tell by his tone.
Yep.
Yeah, you finished with 7.
7 out of 18.
Yeah, you just messed everything up. In second place, Doran finished with 9.
Oh, no.
I won the first odds and ends of the year with 10.
Wow.
I got 10 correct. Doran struggled with the defensive numbers. He got most of the offensive ones correct. And the difference maker, we were tied at 9 until the final one. First of all, Crowley's MVP was Jack Sawyer, so good one there.
Yep.
And then you picked Scotty Miller, but I picked Skylar Thompson. I think of those three, that's Thompson right. performed the best of those three. So
Skylar Thompson was the player of the game,
yep.
man.
Yep. So, go me!
Yes. Good job, Callis. Of course he wins. Of course.
Jack Sawyer didn't...
he had one tackle.
He didn't register a statistic. He didn't even make a tackle, Jack Sawyer. I thought he got constant pressure. You really got to know football to know his impact. I thought he was the best player out there, so you might want to recount that.
Yeah, right.
You really got to know ball. I'll tell you what, we haven't talked about Derek Harmon. It's because he didn't pop. He only played, what?
10?
10 snaps, I think. I'm going to look that up real quick.
10-11.
I do feel like, though, he got a constant push, and I felt the same way about Y.A. Black.
Mm-hmm.
I thought both guys didn't make that big, splashy impact, but I don't think either of them looked out of place, and I thought that they were putting, a couple of times at least, offensive linemen on skates.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to bring that up. Keanu Benton only played 8 defensive snaps. Or not Keanu Benton. I mean, he did, but who was I looking at? Derek Harmon.
Yeah.
I'm on fire. Harmon played 32, so I was just wrong as frig.
Harmon played 32?
That's what it says.
that's a big number. Oh my God.
Logan Lee only played 5 more snaps than Scotty Reynolds. Scotty Reynolds played 0 because he's a basketball player for Villanova. Logan Lee, 5 snaps as a defensive tackle. All right, so Callis is in first place in our odds and ends, getting 10 out of 18 correct. Doran, 9 out of 18, and I'm bringing up the rear, 7 out of 18. We'll see how it goes coming up on Friday before the Steelers' second preseason game. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL, talk about some of the big-time rookie quarterback debuts, including one just down the road in Cleveland. Oh! 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. That music means it's time to go around the NFL, which we will in 1 second. Just a couple more game balls. The kicker for the Jags.
Yes.
You get one. For setting a record, even though it doesn't count because it's the preseason, which kind of sucks, but I get it. Beanie Bishop, 5 tackles, a pass defense. Eccles knocked one away. I thought he was impressive all night long. And I'll give one to Warren Thornhill because I was critical of the way he talked, and then he goes in there and crushes Brian Thompson Jr. Separates man from ball in a legal, clean fashion, Doran.
What about Darnell?
Darnell deserves one, too. Please utilize that guy more.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Please. He will be everyone's favorite player, man, if they just utilize him more that way than they did last year, where it was, okay, toss it to him for 5 yards, get ahead of the sticks. No! Let that freight train get going downhill. All right. Shador Sanders, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Actually, they're going to retire his number in Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Number 12.
Nice.
No player will ever wear 12 again for the Cleveland Browns. Completed 61% of his passes, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns. In all seriousness, he played well.
Yeah, he did.
Accurate throws on the move. Were I Kevin Stefanski, I would still start a vet week 1, whether that be Flacco or Kenny, whoever they think wins the job. And he's got an uphill battle because of the hamstring injury. But you start the vet, let that guy play until the wheels come off, and then if Shador does this again, that's the guy I'm handing the ball to next.
I agree. I thought he played very, very well. He looked very comfortable back there. He threw it into tight windows, threw some touchdowns. I'd give him every opportunity that he probably deserves at this point. So we'll see how they roll out this offense this next coming game. But I thought he played very well. I was impressed. I'm not going to lie.
Me too, especially when the video of him arriving went viral. And he's got his entourage.
That's not his entourage.
And they're playing music. Was that his teammates?
I think so. Pretty sure.
It just looked like such a me thing. And I was thinking, this is the kind of thing that when he was interviewing that they probably didn't like.
Yep.
I was like, do you get it? Do you not get it? He went in there and played. And that's the most important thing. And then he didn't get into it with Tony Grossi, a longtime Browns beat writer. He had a nice, productive conversation after the game. Like, hey, Tony, you never write anything good about me. And they went back and forth, and he left walking away laughing.
Yep.
I actually thought that showed a really big-time level of maturity.
Uh-huh.
So I come away from that game. If I'm a Browns fan, I'm trying to keep it in perspective, but I'm really excited about Shador Sanders.
For sure.
And we're going to be fair to Shador here. I'm not gonna crush him. Like, the thing where he shows up, which doesn't bother me, by the way, with the music, but I thought I could see how it would rub people the wrong way. That doesn't matter when you go out there and play well, and then you're mature after the game.
Right.
Doesn't matter at all. Jackson Dart might have been even better than Shador Sanders. Jackson Dart showed that he could run. He completed a higher percentage of balls. He threw for more yards. More yards per attempt than did Shador Sanders. But Joe Starkey's probably somewhere oiling himself up because Jackson Dart looked really good.
He did. I wonder how that quarterback room's going to shake out. I think obviously they're going to go with Russell Wilson, but I mean, how long of a leash does Russell Wilson have this year?
Man, their schedule to start the season is the most difficult schedule in the NFL. And I think if you go through your first 7-8 weeks and you're digging a huge hole for yourselves, I think that's when you flip it to Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think at that point it'll be time for Brian Daboll to try to save his job. And if the rookie comes in and plays well, it might actually happen faster than you'd think.
Right.
Because if he comes in, plays well, all of a sudden, whoa, we've saved the job. Listen to this. At Commanders, at Cowboys, Chiefs at Giants.
Oh, man.
Chargers at Giants. You get a reprieve with the Saints because they might be the worst team in the NFL. Then Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, Niners.
Good Lord. Good luck.
I saw that the Patriots, oddly, are favored in 11 of their games, like preseason favored in 11 of their games. I haven't looked into that for the Giants. I would think of all those, what is that, 9 games? I think the only game they'd be favored in is the Saints game.
The Saints game, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
And, Doran, it doesn't get easier. Holy cheese and crackers. After the 49ers game, the Giants go to the Bears. So you're on the road at Soldier Field, tough place to play. Packers, Lions, Patriots, Commanders, Vikings, oh. Raiders, Cowboys. Oh my God.
Oh, my goodness. That's tough.
They might go to Dart before they want to.
They'll have a new coach by week 7.
Yeah.
They'll have an interim coach.
I think he is fairly safe money, Dabel is,
yeah,
to be the first coach fired.
Yep.
And if I'm him then, like as we sort of talk through this, conventional wisdom tells you probably wait till halfway through the year, let Dart learn behind Russell Wilson. He might be in self-preservation mode real quick.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 0-4 or something like that, you might pull the trigger and go with Jackson Dart. All right, much more around the league coming up at 8:50. Coming up next, our guy Trey Essex is going to join us again. Let's talk some trenches with Trey.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, a little sponsor opportunity, trenches with Trey. You like that one, Harry?
Yeah, it's the best thing you've said so far today.
Thank you.
What? Been 2 hours.
So Trey Essex will be joining us next. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I thought we had gotten past like the 90-degree super humid days. I was wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about. High of 90 today, feels like 95. Low of 68, clear skies. Trey Essex next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.